CMUT stands for Capacitive Micro-Machined Ultrasonic Transducer. As its name suggests, it is a species of electrical capacitor, and, like all such, it is composed of two parallel plates. Any disturbance of these plates, such as the vibration induced by a sound wave, changes the capacitor's properties in a way that is easily detected. CMUTs were developed at Stanford 2 decades ago. They are widely used in ultrasonic medical scanners and are made in the same way as the micro-electromechanical deceleration sensors which trigger the deployment of car airbags, so they can be mass-produced. PASS employs CMUTs tuned to resonate at the exact frequency of the sonic pulse generated by the laser. This has the double benefit of improving reception and filtering out background noise. Preliminary tests in a university fish tank used a laser weighing 50 kilograms, but this was a general-purpose device and the apparatus could, the team reckon, be scaled down to weigh just a few kilograms. That would fit on commercial camera-carrying drones. A device this size would be able to see through tens of meters of water, making it suitable for use above rivers, lakes, and coastal waters. A larger version for deep-sea operations would fit on a manned helicopter or a larger drone and would be able to peer down to depths of hundreds and eventually thousands of meters. The team's researchers imagine fleets of such drones making short work of the task of charting the abyss. Besides the scientific value of mapping the seabed with the sort of resolution normal for terrestrial cartography, PASS will also be able to locate the wrecks of missing ships and aircraft and engage in commercial tasks, such as monitoring underwater infrastructure like oil and gas pipelines. There are military applications too, particularly for the detection of submarines. In this context, it is no surprise that the project is being sponsored by America's Office of Naval Research. But for inhabitants of the third rock from the sun, or at least for those of them interested in hidden aspects of the orb they inhabit, the generation of the first high-resolution map of all of that orb's solid surface will be a matter of moment in its own right.